on today's Church TechCast Q&A, capturing HDMI, the new Blackmagic cameras, and training volunteers. Hi everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. The Church TechCast Q&A show. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I am your host here. And I'd love for you to ask your questions. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and you can leave your questions or comments or what have you there, or you can find all the other contact information, like my email address, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or my Twitter handle, Paul Allen Cliff, spelled the shortest possible way, PaulAlanClif. Or if you're a phone person, I've got you covered. 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO. And you can use that to leave a message for me as well. So, let me first remind you that the ChurchTechCast.com network is sponsored in part by viewers like you. Thanks for helping me make this happen. The whole point of this is not for me to be famous. The point is to spread free tech training for every church in the world so that we can be more effective in spreading the gospel. So if you could just slide $1 a month my way by going to patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff, patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff, PaulAlanClif, then that would be certainly helpful. If you want to give more, that's better. But if everyone were to just give $1 a month, I could spec out and order a couple of these Blackmagic cameras that I'm about to talk about, get some professional studio space, and just really take it to the next level with other people that know more about some of the areas that I don't, like IT, lighting, sound, etc. I'm primarily a videographer and a new media, social media kind of person, but there are other places that we can go. So I look forward to that as a possibility. So let's hop into the questions, shall we? Let me scroll back up because I haven't copied all these. First question. Scott Wilder on the Church Tech board on Google Plus asks, what's the low-cost way to get live HDMI from a camcorder DSLR into my Mac? I'm trying to set up a podcast studio. This is what I would recommend. I haven't used it myself, so I'm a little hesitant, but the source is so impeccable that I feel pretty confident in it. Alex Lindsay over at the Pixel Core, he's also one of the co-hosts on MacBreak Weekly. Why is my mouth not working? Anyway, he's one of the co-hosts on MacBreak Weekly, and he's recommended this a couple of times, and all they do is video stuff of one flavor or another. So he said, this is really cheap and works every time. That seems like something you want for the church. Now, really cheap is relative, so we're talking in the $150 range. Actually, you can get it for $137 to $145, I've found. So it is the Blackmagic Ultra Studio Mini Recorder. So you do need a Macintosh that has the Thunderbolt port, which mine does not, which is why I don't have it yet. But they started adding those in 2011. So if you have a 2011 or newer Macintosh laptop, double check to make sure, but I think that you've got the Thunderbolt port. You've got a Mac Mini from that vintage or newer, then you've got a Thunderbolt port. If you've got one of the brand new Mac Pros, you've got a Thunderbolt port. If you have one of the old-fashioned ones that look like the G5s, you don't. So, just something for you to consider. And it's a good little piece from what I hear, and I would use it myself. Just get rid of the webcam I'm using and use my DSLR, and I would have beautiful video. So, that's one thing that I would do. Brian Russell announced, or just asked, just announced yesterday at NAB, this was actually a few days ago, the Blackmagic Studio Camera, 1080p for $2,000, 4K for $4,000. Actually, he's wrong, the 4K is $3,000. And these are the studio cameras. There's also a 4K ENG style studio camera that goes for $5,000. So, the question is, what can your church do with these? How can your church put this to use? Will you be replacing your current camera, jumping on these like six-year-olds on a birthday cake? Fun analogy. I would love to get my hands on some of these. In fact, I'm going to see if I can use some of my connections to get a demo unit. Because I think, if these are working well, and there's been some discussion on church tech leaders, for example, on whether they will work well, because sometimes Blackmagic ships stuff and it needs some firmware work and some other things. So if they work as advertised, this is huge. This is huge. Our GL2s that we bought about a decade ago at my church that we used for everything cost $3,000 each. So 4K for $3,000? Yes, please. I will take that. So I would love to grab a couple of those. Hopefully they'll have a new ATEM switcher that can handle that. If they don't, in the meantime, you could go with 1080p. Although I think the switchers only do 1080i, but anyway, I'm told that at 1080 they'll work, and I could get a pretty rockin' studio in HD for almost nothing, and that would make me happy. So I think that's what I would recommend to everyone, is to think about it. Let's wait until they've been out a little bit. You don't want to waste your church's money, but unless you have a spare $3,000 just laying around not doing anything, then, you know, whatever. But I just would hate for you to get it and it's buggy and crashes all the time and blah. But if they work as advertised, it's revolutionary and it's really exciting. So let's see what else we have here. Papa. Okay, another one from Brian Russell. If I'm interested in volunteering at your church and I tell you that I'm interested, what's the next step? My church is great at saying yes, please, to new volunteers, but we've spread ourselves so thin that they're left to figure their job out on their own. In the last 3 months, I've seen this happen with projection operators, sound techs, and even worship leaders. What's your process for training and supporting your willing volunteers? So, four-step process for training. I do it, and you watch. I do it, and you help. You do it, and I help. Then you do it. Now, those four steps can take place in minutes or months. It depends on the job, but that's the four-step process you should always use. Secondly, they're excruciating to write, but we have procedures for everything in my church. So if someone drops dead, we know what they did because they've already documented it in a procedure. We pray that never happens, but if someone gets caught in traffic, maybe they get a flat, who knows? then we've got a procedure where you could at least read it and figure out what's going on. Additionally, for video and text stuff, I really recommend that you document everything in video so that you can show what something is like and do that. I think that it's better than words. It's like when you get the manual to a new piece of equipment, it's exhausting to read. Now, some people love those things. That's what the procedures are for. But as far as getting people to know what they're doing, video is the way to go. So document everything on video. And I think that that's helpful. That's part of what I do on the Tuesday show when I'm doing screencasts, is I'm doing those screencasts for you in my audience, but I'm also doing them for my church so that all the ProPresenter operators can know all the tips and tricks that I know, because I've got kind of the most time on ProPresenter at my church from being the main guy at one of our satellite campuses that was very ProPresenter dependent. So that is what I would recommend as well. I think that's it for that group. Let's see here. ID 93 on churchmedia.net says, "Hey guys, I was just wondering if you guys have any camera suggestions to use for ProPresenter on Mac. I'm working for a growing small to medium sized camp and would love to utilize that feature for the upcoming summer season. We do not need a huge commercialized one yet. Anything from an HD handy cam to amateur to professional cam would do. Thanks. Oh, by the way, here are some of the products I was looking into. I'd love to hear what you guys think of them. Sony EVID70 quarter-inch CCD pan-tilt camera. Maybe. A Hero 3 Plus Black Edition. Etc. Okay, so the GoPro Hero it doesn't have a lot of control. That's what I would be concerned about. It's a good little camera for going whitewater rafting, or we've actually used some of them at our church during baptisms, because you can dunk those suckers when they have the waterproof housing on them. Dunk them down, you can get video that way. But realize I think I would lean towards a camcorder. A pan tilt, as I talked about yesterday in the in Technobabble, is a bit problematic because the movements are a little robotic. So that's what I'd be concerned about. Also, when you're bringing video into your computer, there's going to be latency. And that if you're a camp for kids, they won't notice it necessarily. But if there are a lot of adults there, they might say, how come it is that the pastor claps and then a piece of a second later it shows up on screen? Now, if that's acceptable to you, that's fine. But just keep that in mind, that ProPresenter isn't switcher software. ProPresenter is presentation software. The camera is just kind of an added extra thing. So, let me skip past that one. I answered that one last week. Okay, HDPZ2 asks, "Hey everyone, we seem to be having an issue with footage quality, recording quality." That's what he says. "We use three Sony DCR VX2100 cameras, two captured using GigaWare VHS to DVD converter and RCA cable. One captured with the DV cable all into a Mac Pro 1.1 using vMix 8.0.0.50 edited with Adobe Premiere Pro CS4. Can you help me figure out what's missing or what soft or hardware to outdate usless or damaging the quality? Thanks in advance. Well, first off, what I'm seeing is you're doing SD, and you've got a great computer and great editing software, and you're doing SD, so you're going to have a footage problem. Composite is not your friend if you want the best quality you can get. Try S-Video if you can. Component would be better if you've got cameras, and I haven't looked up those cameras, but HDMI, as much as I hate it, is probably going to give you a better signal if you're dealing with an HD camera. If you're doing with, if you have the option of SDI, that would be a better option. I talked earlier about the Blackmagic Pro Recorder. I think that's what I would look at as well. Okay, over on Church Tech Leaders, ProPresenter versus MediaShout 5. We're in the process of upgrading our current MediaShout 4.5 to either MediaShout 5 or ProPresenter 5. We have never used ProPresenter, but like to get the pros and cons of each. For the past 5-plus years, we have used MediaShout 4 or 5 in both our main worship center and in our youth church. Both venues run MediaShout on a PC. We are considering upgrading to Mac, more like an iMac. What are the pros and cons? Any hardware limitations, Mike? We use iMacs every week at my church, not in the main campus, but in the satellite campus. And they work great. So, any recent iMac would work fine. ProPresenter 5 is always my first recommendation. I've used MediaShout. While it's powerful, I didn't like the interface. So, once you get past the interface bugginess, now it's not buggy, it's just questionable decisions. Why is the Bible called Bob? I mean, maybe I'm thinking back to an older version like MediaShout 3, but there were things in that that I just didn't like. I didn't like the cutesy names. I wanted a hardcore production piece of software. ProPresenter was written by a church tech person who was also a programmer who said, I can do better. And he did. And you can tell it. So that's why I would recommend ProPresenter. And you can do so much. I haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg on my screencasts on that. I need to sometime soon do one on the stage display, which you have three options for, by the way. You can do it in a traditional way using a USB output, USB to VGA output. That's what we do at my church. You could also use a Apple TV, or you can also use an iOS device. So you've got those three options, and you can tailor what goes there. So you can have the line of the song that's on right now, and then the next line. This information saying that you can't do that with ProPresenter, that's not true because we do it every week. So I would recommend that, absolutely. And final question of the day, any thoughts on the Blackmagic camera? This is where the discussion from earlier. This is the discussion led by Ryan Leal on the Church Tech Leaders Group. There are some people that have had problems with black magic. So that's where my hesitation comes in. I personally have not had problems with black magic, but I don't have 25 pieces of gear either. I've used a couple of pieces of their gear, and they seemed fine. So it could be that some stuff works, some doesn't. But I'm going to try and get a hold of one of these cameras and review it. So if you have any questions, comments, or snide remarks, don't forget to head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact and leave your questions, leave your comments, etc. And I would love to answer them on next week. So until then, I hope that this information helps you as you go out and change eternity. Till next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.